Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
He's McCartney, Paul McCartney. A commander, a hero, a man of action.
Everything you've ever loved in a Bond film.
M calls in from the Secret Intelligence Service with a mission, a commission, to write a song before it's too late.
More thrills, more excitement, more chills.
Agent McCartney receives his technical materials, a title, a novel for inspiration,
and more.
At his piano in London, he embarks on his perilous journey. I'm Paul Muldoon, and I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of our era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs, and we recorded many hours of our conversations.
Am I actually a songwriter? My God, well, that crept up on me.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say,
Live and Let Die, released in 1973, is the eighth film in the James Bond franchise, the first of the Roger Moore era. It had all the components of the classic spy thriller: dry martinis, clever gadgets, car chases.
Roger Moore as James Bond 007 in Live and Let Die.
Paul McCartney may not have been an international secret agent, but he did have a fair amount in common with 007.
Did you still have the Aston Martin in 1973? Or
I moved through a couple of cars. It was the very first Bond film, Dr. No, where he had an Aston.
Morning, Q.
Morning, 007. You'll be using this Aston Martin DB5 with modifications. Now, pay attention, please.
It was only later, and I put it together. It was so obvious, you know, why I got an Aston. Anyway, I've had a few nice cars, sports cars. I once had a Lamborghini, you know, just for the sort of thrill of having a sports car. Yes. George was the real car person. George ended up with a McLaren, which you couldn't use on Britain with its speed limits. You know, George was very sports car orientated. In fact, he was horrified to hear that I still sometimes used the bus, public transport. You what? You go on the buses still? Because he so left that behind.
On top of owning an Aston Martin, McCartney always harboured a secret desire to write a Bond song.
It was always a sneaky ambition to write a Bond song, because in some ways I like to see myself, one portion of myself, as a jobbing writer. You know, you require a poem for the Queen's wedding, I'm your man. Dear Elizabeth, O greatest son of the land, the United Philip will take your hand. So, putting that aside, the equivalent of that for a lot of people was, and still is actually, the Bond song. It's you know, you've written the Bond song. It's a bit of an accolade.
Since the early days, part of the allure of the 007 franchise had been the Bond song, a catchy hit from the hottest pop star of the time.
Goldfinger.
Everyone from Shirley Bassey to Billie Eilish has made their contributions.
So in this case, our record guy, who was handling the Beatles' Apple Records, he knew somebody connected with the Bond franchise. And so one day we were just chatting and he said, you don't have any interest in doing a Bond film, do you? Yeah, I'd probably be interested, you know. Not trying to look too enthusiastic. I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
When the producers approached McCartney, the script for the film had not yet been finished. So McCartney got a hold of a copy of Ian Fleming's 1954 novel, Live and Let Die.
And it's a real page-turner. So I just spent the afternoon just sitting down and making myself know what the book was about. So then I knew, when I sat down to write the song, I knew what the idea would be. Now, you used to say live and let live. Now you say live and let die. And I didn't want it to be, so you've got a gun, and now you go killing people, so live and let die. I just wanted it to be, let it go, don't worry about it. When you've got problems and everything, just live and let die, let it live and just let it go. And so once I had that, it kind of almost wrote itself. When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say live and let live. You know, you did. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. You know, to hell with it.
very much thinking, how is this going to land? Well, we know in a Bond film, he's going to come out and sort of shoot his gun at the screen, and it's all going to go red and drippy, and there's going to be a beautiful girl in a very scant costume. And so I see where I am. This is the world I'm in.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Muzora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Muzora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to Muzora.com, Muzora.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sitting at the piano in his London house, McCartney had a draft finished in a single afternoon. He brought it to his longtime collaborator, George Martin, who was producing the soundtrack for the film, and together they finessed it into a bold, Bond-worthy hit.
And he'd say, yeah, well, come over. I said, okay, so go over. And then I'd go, when you were young, and you were, and show him the chords. And then I'd say, and then I've got this da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da. Da-da-da, ba-da-da, bam-bam. This is like the sort of central riff to it. And then we talked, and he said it'd be good to go off into Bondian arrangements and stuff. So I left that completely to him. All the sort of, after the riff was played, there's a central middle instrumental bit, which was pure George, and I was very happy with that. So it was a good experience.
They recorded it in George Martin's studio above Oxford Circus, and then George jetted off to the Caribbean with a demo stashed in his briefcase.
In those days, you'd have an acetate, a little pressing of the record, and George went out to the Bahamas or somewhere where they were filming it, and they were sort of on the beach somewhere, so he organised to bring a little record player and this disc. And he played it to Cubby Broccoli, who said, "He said, that's nice, George. That's a nice demo. When are you going to make the finished record? George said, that is it.
Apparently, the producers had imagined that McCartney would write the song for someone else to perform. In fact, there's a scene in the film where the song is covered by the soul singer B.J. Arnott.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give it a cry.
Instead, McCartney's rock vocals were a breath of fresh air to the franchise's songwriting tradition. Now, you know, there might be some who would have questions about the idea of writing a song to order, as it were, a song to fulfill a particular task.
Yeah.
That's obviously not a concern for you.
I like that. Well, I like it because I do the other way as well. I wouldn't like to just write to order, but I like seeing, as I say, I'm a troubadour and I've got my little guitar and I'm in a field and I'm writing about the stream and the daffodils and the sunshine and whatever's occurring to me. I like that very much, and I think that's mainly what I do. But then occasionally something will come along. Well, someone, would you like to write for a thingy? A film, a Bond film, for instance. And I would be, just kind of, I'm an enthusiast, so it'll just kind of excite me. Ooh, could I do that? I'll have a go. And I nearly always agree to these things before I've really thought them out, because I'm an enthusiast. You know, I enjoy the process of trying to come up with something that will fit the brief. Some people, as you say, don't like to do that. It can be a very big challenge.
I mean, it's really just an extension of some notion of the songwriter as having a place in our culture.
Mm.
You know, in which there is a job to be done, and it's a job of work. And that's a perfectly reasonable way for a song to come into existence.
I like to think of it like that sometimes.
What does it matter to you when you got a job to do? You got to do it well. You got to give the other fella hell.
You know, whilst I didn't rate it too much alongside, like, From Russia With Love, Goldfinger, which I thought were very Bondian. I wasn't sure whether mine was, but a lot of people put it on their lists, and put it top of the lists, actually, of Bond songs, so.
It was the first rock and roll Bond song.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Live and Let Die is likely the only Bond song to be covered by Guns N' Roses, who released their own version in 1991.
I thought it was pretty good, actually. I was more amazed that they would do it, a sort of young American group. And the interesting thing was that my kids went to school and they would say, my dad wrote that. He said, no, they didn't. It's Guns N' Roses. And so nobody would ever believe them. But for a while it was just Guns N' Roses. But I was very happy that they'd done it. I always like people doing my songs. I don't know about you, but if someone decides to recite one of your poems, it's a great compliment, you know.
Of course it is.
In my case, it pays.
How do you know it doesn't pay in my case?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney's own version of the song had been an instant hit. It went to number 9 on the British charts, number 1 on the American. Until then, the highest numbers reached by a Bond theme.
Well, it's a big show for us.
It's extremely exciting.
We have pyrotechnics.
Extremely dangerous.
It can get a little hot up there, yeah, I must say. But our pyrotechnics guy, who in whom we trust, is called Shaky. There's a clue. And the thing I think I like most about it is that as we know the explosion's about to happen, the big first explosion, so we often look at the people, particularly in the front row, who are like blithely going along, like live and then boom, oh! And you just, it's great to just watch them. Oh, they look at each other and oh, my God, and they're shocked.
To live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
We did it in the early days, and there was an explosion. And I suddenly noticed as we started it, there's like a 90-year-old woman, very old, in the front row. I suddenly go, oh shit, we're going to kill her. So, but there's no stopping. I can't stop the song, so you cover your ears, love. So it comes to it, and I kind of go, oh my God, I kind of look away, live on it, boom! And I look back to her thinking, God, and she is loving it. So, yeah!
When you got a job to do, you got to do it well. You got to give me a
Live and Let Die, from the single released by Wings in 1973. In the next episode... Mystery tours were cheap, one-day bus trips out of the city for working-class families. Some of them were magical. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.